Today's broadcast is a special recognition of the recovery efforts being made in relation to Hurricane Michael. We have, in our community, come together in a remarkable way. And so today's show is dedicated to those who are doing their very best to help us recover, with a lot of music brought to you as a way of bringing you some encouragement. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done. Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
So it is, my friend, that we have, on this occasion, decided to forego some other programming plans. We wanted to bring you some other things that we do have in store in the weeks ahead. We've put those aside for this week with Just Cause. We have for our time together, you and I, not witnessed this kind of tragedy in our own community. Now, many have said already, and probably will say again, Tallahassee was spared some of the worst possible damage. And, you know, the reports are that if it had come closer to us, if that eye wall had made its way here by a matter of 25, maybe 30 miles, we'd be talking about an entirely different situation, and likely you would not even be hearing me. Because there wouldn't be, at this juncture, the ability to bring you this broadcast. That is probably not an exaggeration, because certainly that is what is going on around us, to the west of us. Well, we're going to do our very best today to bring to you some understanding, some insight. We're going to bring conversations that we've had with a few of our community officials, people like Rob McGarrah with City Electric, Kevin Peters, the Leon County Emergency Management Director. We're going to bring you a lot of music from our own artists, those musicians that are ours right here in Tallahassee. Eric Durance, the Mosher Brothers, Boo Radley, they're all going to be a part of today's show. And we're going to do our very best to encourage you to carry on. We're going to start off with a song from Wooden Boat. It's called A Hurricane's Coming.
Riding my bike by the seawall, storm tides up by 6 feet or more, washing over the shore. Shrimp boats packed in the bayou, making fast, bowing stern for the blow, praying their anchors hold. It's bringing the chairs and tip up the glass, turn your radio on. Gonna be blown away when we drown in the bay. There's a hurricane coming, I hope it don't last too long. There's a hurricane coming, hope we make it till dawn. backing up on the highway, heading north to Alabama in the rain, filling four lanes. Everyone's heading to shelter. Lock up your windows and cover your doors. Board up the stores. It's bring in the chairs and tape up the glass. Turn your radio on. Gonna be blown away. We'll be drowned in the bay. There's a hurricane coming. Hope it don't last too long. There's a hurricane coming. Hope we make it till dawn. Riding my bike by the seawall, fighting the rain, I get drenched to the bone. Point my 10-speed home. Rain coming down by the bucket. Wind whips the bay into some kind of brew. There's nothing I can do except bring in the chairs and tape up the glass. Turn your radio on. Gonna be blown away. Drowned in the bay. There's a hurricane coming. I hope it don't last too long. There's a hurricane coming. I hope we make it till dawn. There's a hurricane coming. I hope we make it till dawn.
Well, I wake up every morning at the crack of dawn, make a pot of coffee, put my work boots on, crank up my truck, fly across town. I know that it's coming, so I can't slow down. Around here, there ain't enough time in the day. I'll be skipping lunch, trying to make up hay. 'Cause I'm racing the rain, running from a cloud. I can hear the thunder rolling out before you know it. Pouring down a well. It's hard to make a living when you're working outside. Gotta hustle if you wanna get paid. Got the pedal down, racing the rain. You know, some people like to wear a suit and tie, sit inside an office while the day drags by. Me, I like to get a little dirt on my hands. Just like my grandpappy, I'm a working man. Sometimes I wonder what it will be like not to have to pray to that weatherman every night. 'Cause I'm racing the rain, running from a cloud. I can hear the thunder rolling out before you know it. It'll be pouring down. Well, it's hard to make a living when you're working outside. Gotta hustle if you wanna get paid. Got the pedal down, racing the rain. John Deere runs. It's 103, but you won't hear me complain about the sun. Now I'm racing the rain, running from a cloud. I can hear the thunder rolling out before you know it. It'll be pouring down. Well, it's hard to make a living when you're working outside. Gotta hustle if you wanna get paid. Got the pedal down, racing the rain. Yeah, it's hard to make a living when you're working outside. Gotta hustle if you wanna get paid. Got the pedal down, racing the reins. Hey, I got the pedal down, racing the reins.
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, I'm Melissa Bruner, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
If you've just joined us, we're bringing you a very special broadcast here of Tallahassee Talks by reviewing all the things that have come at us in the last couple of weeks through the various ways in which Hurricane Michael has affected us immediately and for the long term. You know, a lot of this is going to go on for some time. The impacts are having remarkable ripple effects. I talked with Goodwill, the big band, over this last couple of days. Many of those stores in the Panama City area, you know, they serve Tallahassee and Panama City. Well, a number of those buildings that were their stores are not only gone, that is to say, they're not only out of operation, they may not be back. The buildings themselves may not be recoverable, or they're just so badly damaged that nobody could do anything with them. So there's an immediate impact. How about all of the businesses around the panhandle that have been either set back or may have been shut down? If you talk to John Jopling and the guys with 93.3, their company is based in Panama City. They have several stations over there, as well as our own local Real Talk radio. A number of the homes of their employees are gone. And so those people have gone, right along with their ability to live in the area. Their houses are gone, so they've left the area. They've gone to other parts of the country. They quit. They moved on. The impact, as I say, is difficult at this point to actually measure, even in terms of dollars and cents. Certainly that, but the human impact is beyond imagination. So in this particular portion of the show, it reminded me of a conversation that we had with Kevin Peters. He is the Leon County Emergency Management Director, and I thought you'd appreciate his remarks. Let's take a listen.
I think all of us in the community, we're all aware of the hazards, and we all think about it. To me, it feels like it's a little bit like our personal health, you know. We all go to doctors, and doctors tell us, you know, you probably need to lose some weight, eat a little better, get your numbers right. So every January, New Year's, that's our goal. We're going to exercise. We're going to do better this year. And by January 15th or February 1st, the routine of normal life is kicked back in. And you know, while we know the right things we need to do, you know, daily life gets in the way of it all, and I think for preparedness, it's a very similar thing. You know, I lived in Florida my entire life. I remember as a kid hearing the same things: be prepared for hurricanes. You know, 72 hours worth of supplies. As I've grown up and in the profession now, and colleagues throughout the nation, it's the same message anywhere you live in this country. You know, be prepared. 72 hours supplies. we as professional emergency managers, that's our constant message to the public, you know, to be ready to have everything you need 72 hours. But, you know, normal life, you know, it gets in the way, and we know, but it's the sustaining our preparedness, I think, is what kind of slows us down community-wide. Mm.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So what else can we do to help one another? You know, we've talked for a long time around here about the new Tallahassee. We've talked about some of our history in relation to how we come together or do not come together at times like these. Sometimes we've been described as income entrenched or highly segregated. We talk a lot about those who are privileged and those who are not. I have the hunch that on this occasion, people have come together in remarkable ways. They have crossed over a lot of those old barriers. They have really pushed aside a lot of that that otherwise has kept us apart, whether it's social or racial, income, gender, proximity, whatever. You got people going all over the countryside here, individuals and businesses that have stepped up in remarkable ways. And of course, all of the relief agencies, Second Harvest, they have put together a program with Bank of America. And you don't have to be a Bank of America customer to do this. You can make a donation by going to bankofamerica.com and then /give. And they do a 2-for-1 donation match fundraiser by this means. So the funds raised through this Give a Meal campaign will help Second Harvest provide disaster relief. It's a great idea. And the effects of this, or the outcome of this, is that the fundraiser will create a triple impact of your donation. So, for example, if you give $1, well, Bank of America is going to match that with an additional $2. Okay, so that means if you give $50, Bank of America is going to make it $150, and that's enough for over 1,600 meals. So there's Second Harvest putting something together immediately that has a lot of punch to it, right? There's been a lot of efforts gone on in this week behind us, the last several days. This last Wednesday, you had Sonny's Barbecue that put together a program for the day. 10% of all of their receipts were donated on that particular day, the 17th, and all went to what they call Operation BBQ Relief, Hurricane Michael Relief Effort. Then you had Costco helping out. They did a community-wide donation drive to benefit Hurricane Michael. They came together with Greg Tisch and Real Talk 93, the United Partners of Human Services, Commissioner Kristen Dozier, and Trans Am Depot. This happened here back on Wednesday. And they ran all day from about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I drove by there. Gosh, it was after 6 o'clock, closer to 7. They were still working. And they loaded up, I think, 3 or 4 truckloads. And we're talking semi-truckloads of food and clothing and water, all kinds of stuff, bed sheets. Nothing short of a military operation, I think, would suffice in trying to deal with what's going on. Folks, we're going to press forward here. We have a lot of good music for you. And I've got some other conversations I want to bring in relation to what we've learned about how we can be better prepared, what our various city and county and state organizations are doing to help and keep us better prepared for such things in the future. Now, you stay with me. We've got a bit of information here from Rob McGarrah. He is the general manager for the City Electric Utility. And we talked with him about what about the business of making electrical transmission underground. Here's what he had to say.
Well, that is the typical question after a storm event like this is why don't we put everything underground? It is massively expensive. For the city's overhead infrastructure, we're talking a little less than $2 billion with a B, dollars to convert it from overhead to underground. But I think it's important to note that for the city, the last time we built a new neighborhood with overhead infrastructure was probably in the middle 1980s. This city has supported undergrounding for 30 years now, and you see that in our system. So, you know, like Kevin said, if you had unlimited money, we would look at doing more undergrounding, but we also need to understand there's unintended consequences of some of those decisions. Undergrounding helps when you have trees and wind, but if you have flooding, it creates a different scenario, and it creates a safety issue that might require us to take that part of the system out of service if there's going to be massive flooding. So in our areas of the city that are prone to flooding, you've got to take that into account. So, but it is a balance there of providing the reliability at a reasonable and cost. But if we had all the money in the world, we would do more underground.
I'm not a rich man. I beg for money for my bread. I'm just a broken man. You pass me by and turn your head. They call me homeless, 'cause I call the city streets my bed. My friend is loneliness, and I often go unfed. I'm not home yet, I'm still looking for the way. I'm not homeless, I'm just not there today. I'm not home yet, I'm still looking for the way. I'm not homeless, just not there today. I am a rich man. I have a house, but not a home. I am a famous man. Everyone knows me, but I'm alone. They call me lucky, 'cause all that I've touched has turned to gold. They know the headlines, but not the story that's left untold. I'm not home yet, I'm still looking for the way. I'm not homeless, I'm just not there today. I'm not home yet, I'm still looking for the way. I'm not homeless, just not there today. It doesn't matter if you've got. When you go.
just not there today. I'm not home yet, I'm still looking for a way. I'm not homeless, just not there today. Not there today.
Is there anything more Tallahassee than Tasty Pastry Bakery? More fresh, more original, more this is why I love this town kind of delicious? I don't think so. You know, they've been in business since 1963, working through the night to be ready the next morning with muffins, coffee cakes, bread and pastries, and my personal favorite, fresh-made bagels and Lucky Goat coffee. Yeah, it helps get me out in the morning. And they deliver to the many restaurants, clubs, and coffee shops that serve their bread, muffins, and quiche. Never stuffy, never stale, just Tasty Pastry good. It's the perfect blend of world-class talent, pure, simple ingredients, and down-home Tallahassee family tradition. Maybe they should call it Tasty Tally Bakery, but then why mess with something that's been working for 55 years? You know, you want something fresh and fantastic? There's a Tasty Pastry just waiting for you in the Market District on Market Street, 6:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You want to know more? They're online at tastypastrybakery.com or call them at 893-3752.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're reviewing Hurricane Michael and its effects. Here's Dr. Reza Argunde, who has worked with the FSU for a number of years in developing Digitally. Listen to what he has to say.
We have a lot of data that is that are available from the city. For example, we do have a smart meter in all our houses, and we use that to pay our electricity bill. But that the smart meter will talk much more than the electricity bill. It's created a big data for the whole city about their electricity consumption. And it's not only about their consumption, it's about that how community behave, how they use electricity, what is their lifestyle, you know, and how we can make it better. It's about efficiency, it's about sustainability, it's about how the city react to different events. For example, we have a football game these days or the other day, how more people sit together, watch the TV, or there is a Thanksgiving, family are together, you know? All this stuff, the social activity show impacts on the electricity consumption. And we have the data for that.
And we don't think about that.
Why? Because the electricity is a tangible piece of our life. It's that's good.
It's become invisible to us.
Been invisible to us. The only time we pay attention to electricity network was a few weeks ago when we lost the power for a few days.
Yeah.
So that's the beauty of technology. That's the beauty of infrastructure, how when they serve us very well, even we don't feel it's there around us.
How closely are you working with city officials in this project?
We are very close. We work hand by hand with the city, so we work very closely. So basically we talk, we have a lot of discussion, we go through the different plans, the different issue to find out what's wrong, what can be, how can be better. And I'm really fascinated with their encouragement and with the efforts they already made to build up the infrastructure here. Also, my students are involved with the Jose and others, they're involved with the city engineers, and basically they are trained to be good engineers very soon, and so they can serve this city or other cities.
Very cool.
In a similar scale.
So these data that you have access to by way of the smart meter technologies, right? This is big data. These are macro numbers, and that's where you've spent your time, Jose, looking at
a lot of time.
What do we know? What do we know about Tallahassee's pattern of behavior thus far when it comes to energy consumption, we'll say?
Well, we know that it's really diverse, actually. One of the first challenges that we had was that not everyone, not all the people have the same patterns, actually. Maybe you, Brian, you get a little bit later to home than I do, for example, or Reza does. So it's...
I never go home. I'm always here.
Yeah, I'm always at the office, too. Yeah, so the thing is that we have different patterns, and you cannot just put them into a machine and say, well, just get me the average of this.
Right.
So we need some mathematical tools that are go even deeper to actually... know these patterns. So that's where we come there, and then we say, well, what do we have with the what the computer can do for us? So then we have to treat this data, and then we can actually have an outcome of what it is usable for the city, or this information that we can give them.
Trod the hills and valleys through the rain and snow. I've seen the lightning flashing, I've heard the thunder roll. I've endured, how long can one endure? I've endured. How long can one
At Gain Street Pies, their sauce is no secret. In fact, just about everybody knows their imported San Marzano pizza sauce has made them famous. Two Tallahassee guys wanting to make the best pizza in town. They mashed flavors together that had never been seen on a pizza before, and they just kept working until they had the very best. Using all fresh ingredients, real sliced bacon, fresh-made ranch, and homemade meatballs. Recipe by recipe. So, less than a year later, they opened Midtown Pies on 5th Avenue in Midtown. Now they're opening their third location on Capitol Circle Northeast at Easterwood. Two guys who got famous by making great pizza with San Marzano sauce and the best ingredients. And made it great for all of us who really want the best pizza in town. Check it out. Gain Street Pies, now with three locations. Who knows? Maybe you'll get famous. Online at GainStreetPies.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Flanagan. You're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
As you might imagine, the American Red Cross is serving a vital role in all of this restoration and recovery effort. Sharon Tyler, who is a good friend to this community, has been with American Red Cross for a number of years. She serves as the North Florida director. We had her talk about the role of volunteers with the organization. And let's take a listen.
Over 90% of our workforce is made up of volunteers. Actually, that number's probably low. It's probably about 95% at this point. In the last 6 weeks, we've had over 13,000 boots on the ground. Actually, 26 if you're going to count the boots. Each one of us have two legs there. But so it's incredibly important that our volunteers, that people come volunteer with us. I'm so proud of our community. I have to tell you that during the week before and right during Irma, we trained over 1,000 new volunteers that came in and took our just-in-time training. Mm. And many of those people that came and took the training were able to then help us in the mini shelter. We opened up 32 shelters in our 12-county area, which is a feat that has never happened
before. It's remarkable.
During the height of Irma, I think it was since Sunday night, throughout the state of Florida, over 200,000 people were in shelters across our state. And so I can't overemphasize the importance of our volunteers. And you said something that made me think back to a statement that we always make. Volunteering with Red Cross gives ordinary people just like me and you the opportunity to do extraordinary things. And we saw example after example of people that were brand new volunteers that would come in and their whole, it was like a life-changing experience because they were able to go do something and see right firsthand the difference that they made in somebody's life.
So being prepared then, Sharon, includes this idea that the organizations that we can be a part of any day of the week operate 365.
Right.
I mean, it's not just during storms that we think of you and the Red Cross folks. We can think about you every day of the week and think about how we can continue our own preparedness, maybe by getting some training, huh?
Absolutely, training. And one of the things, people think of Red Cross during the big disasters, the hurricanes and whatnot, but the biggest disaster that we respond to on an everyday basis is single-family house fires. And I'm going to jump back to when you were talking about if resources were, if money was no object, what would we want? I would want every home, every residence in our area to be equipped with working smoke alarms. And then I would also have fire hydrants throughout every county to where there was no place that the water wasn't readily available for our firefighters.
You just got a big shout out and an amen from the chief over here on that.
It's critical. And they are, they're our first partners. Work with on a daily basis, responding to single-family house fires. And I would dare say, too, that statistics would show that we lose more lives in fires, home fires, than we do in these big disasters. And so it's critical that people stop and realize that's another one of our big disasters that we need to be prepared for and work towards. And so, therefore, going back to the volunteers, we need volunteers on a daily basis to help with these because our volunteers go out in the middle of the night. It doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. When we get the call from the central dispatch, our partners right next door to us, our volunteers respond and make sure that they're there with that family during their darkest moment.
I feel the heat from the sun's battle blaze. I go falling on my knees, caught under crashing waves. Calling out to you, oh, help me find my way. The only thing that frightens me is going astray. And they say, rock your body, but don't hurt nobody. And boy, don't lose it. Well, I think it's gone. My heart, my mind, my soul, I'm losing control. Oh, and so I look to you. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See all my friends are gone. I find myself alone. But with my morning song, I'm strong. She said, son, open your eyes. So I'm kicking it with Noah at the dock in the bay, watching the sun do yoga. The big boats pull up, fill up, hold up. Man, I see this whole game about quota. Mixing whack rhymes in the kitchen with some soda. Selling crack music to the kids on the corner. My people are sick, you a leech, I'm a donor. I'm a preach, microphone, eject to holy roller. But listen, dreamer, if you're still living in, get on down to that love song rendition of a scholar that I thought I knew the harlot better. Did she do it for the lover? Did she do it for the cheddar? Hey, see, I call her Cinderella. She taught me this song and she sang it a cappella. Voice so big, every note changed the weather, but like a melody, she put it all back together. Yeah, and then she tear it back apart. She opened up the book like she opened up my heart. Hip hop been with me from the start. She's a sweetheart, but her swords they sharp. Yeah, so we best come smart. With clean hands and a flow that's high. A passion that never stopped. Open up your eyes.
She said, son, open your eyes.
You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny as we bring you this special post-Hurricane Michael broadcast. You stay with me.
My dog was in bad shape, and I was scared. I had never seen her so sick, and my mind was racing. What to do? Who to call? I mean, I raised her from a puppy. She's like my best friend. A few years ago, she developed diabetes, and I've been following her daily regimen carefully. But that morning, something just wasn't right. She could barely move, and I thought, I'm losing my dog. I called a friend, and he said, call Dr. Pliskin. So I called Mahan Animal Clinic. They put me through immediately, and Dr. Pliskin said to get her there right away. Turns out, her blood sugar had dropped dramatically, but he knew exactly what to do. I guess you know. There's no other place I would go knowing that Mahan Animal Clinic and Dr. Pliskin are there for me and Aerith.
Special people and special care for those you love. Mahan Animal Clinic on Mahan Drive near Costco. On the web at mahananimalclinic.com or call 402-0557.
The holidays are coming.
Well, in a few months, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom bath or shower enclosure from Widden Glass. Don't wait for the holiday rush. Widden Glass will take care of you this summer to your complete satisfaction. They've been helping to design and install bath and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with real glass people, experienced, reliable professionals. Widden's top-of-the-line bath and shower enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style.
Call today, Widden Glass, the real glass people, 222-5781, or online at widdenglass.com, W-H-I-D-D-O-N. Widden, Tallahassee's first family in glass since 1945, 222-5781.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
If I stop saving all my money for you, if I stop shaving and wearing expensive shoes, would you love me like you do? If I went on tour and had to leave you alone, if I stopped singing and never wrote you another song, would you still be holding on? When push comes to shove, what do you love? What is it you see in me? And what would I didn't send flowers on Valentine's Day? If I thought it was better to say I love you another way, would you pack up and walk away? If I made fun of what you watch on TV, if every morning I put on that same pair of jeans, would you still put up with me? When push comes to shove, what do you love? What is it you see in me? And what would I have to do to make you feel like a fool for loving me? You draw the line if I'm not on time and leave me for a punctual guy, baby, why? Would you run away if I'm out too late and trade me in for somebody safe?
A lot of people ask, how is it that my electrical connection seems to be the last on the list? I'm the last one in the neighborhood to get lights. Well, we asked Rob McGuire that question as to the recovery process and the priorities that are applied. Here's what he had to say.
You know, in any storm situation or outage situation, that, you know, the big questions are, when's my lights going to get back on and why am I last? Whole lot of subset questions from that. Are people getting special treatment? Are we getting special direction? You know, our business generally follows the same practice, whether you're an investor-owned utility, a municipally-owned utility, or cooperative. We have to start where we generate and get the electricity from and make sure that's working. Then we have to look at our high-voltage wires, what we call our transmission system. It would be analogous on a road system to an interstate system. And that's how we move the power from the power plants around the community. We have to get that working. Then we get to start talking about customers. And within the customers, there are priorities. Our first priority is going to be getting places like hospitals, nursing homes, critical community services facilities, the sewage treatment plant systems up. Then we move into broader medical communities, maybe assisted living, communications facilities, those other things that are needed into the community. Once we work through those priorities, it really becomes a numbers game after that. We're looking at where the largest pockets of outages are to where we can get the most customers back the quickest. You may have an outage that has 500 people out and an outage that has two people out, and it will take the exact same amount of resources and time and energy on our team's part to get those two outages fixed. So we're going to go get the 500 back first. And
it's almost a triage situation for
you. And that's very true. And that's a standard process that we all use. And then you get down to the end of the outages where you get into the small pockets. It may be one or two customers. It may be a single customer whose service is damaged. Those end up being towards the latter part of the process. Probably the most misunderstood piece is whether once you've let us know you're out, or do we know you're out? And the answer is we know who's out after the calls have come in. It just takes time to walk through that priority and that process to get customers back on. And it's different. You may have two different I've got a good friend that during Hermine, they were out for 5 days. They didn't lose power during Irma. And a lot of it depends on how the storm hits the community, you know, what fails in the area and what causes it. But we follow that same process all the way through. And, you know, I think there are some misconceptions that we're given directions to go fix this area or go get this customer back. I can tell you I've only been given one direction when we go into storm events, and that is to get the customers back as quick as we can in a safe manner for our customers and our employees.
You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny for this special post-Hurricane Michael broadcast. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Josh, and this is an ad for Supersigns. We were going to do an ad that was funny or maybe really dramatic, you know, something clever, but that just didn't work. So I'm just going to tell you, Supersigns is great. I mean, they're really great. And it's not just me saying it. Lots of people posting and talking to their friends. Here's one. We are so happy with all our signs and banners by Supersigns. Highly recommend. Here's another. These guys are awesome. They run their business with great quality and service. Our lighted sign looks fantastic. I can't rave enough. Supersigns does the really big stuff, like outdoor lighted signs, vehicle wraps, wall murals, and all the banners, the yard signs, and indoor signs too. So for your business or your birthday party, Supersigns is your sign company. So that's it. That's our ad. Supersigns is great. I mean, really, really, really great. You should call them, 422-1883, or go to their website, yoursupersigns.com. How's that for clever?
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
when the shadows grow longer and the sun's heading south. When the daylight gets shorter, I get a taste in my mouth. It's the flavor of a mango right off the tree, or the smell of flamboyance floating in on the breeze. I'm waiting for a break in the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home. There's a bay in Tortola, and it calls me by name. If you don't hear it, oh, I'm not to blame. 'Cause I like the feel of those small latitudes. So I'm heading out, seeking out solitude. Waiting for a break in the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home. Keep it in my head. Comes a storm and then the rainbow. There'll be better days. There'll be better days ahead. The beacon is flashing out in the night. Constant reminder in the starlight. The radio is playing my favorite song, and I can hear my own heart sing along. Waiting for a break in the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home. Waiting for a break in the weather, waiting for a cool wind to blow, waiting for a window to open me a safe passage home.
Just a catch-22 way.
day by day.
Everybody feels like perspiring. I'd invite you to go ahead because I'm sure going to. In fact, I'm going to get a hanky right here. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What the hell is water?
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, "I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb." Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Is there anything more Tallahassee than Tasty Pastry Bakery? More fresh, more original, more this is why I love this town kind of delicious? I don't think so. You know, they've been in business since 1963, working through the night to be ready the next morning with muffins, coffee cakes, bread and pastries, and my personal favorite, fresh-made bagels and Lucky Goat coffee. Yeah, it helps get me out in the morning. And they deliver to the many restaurants, clubs, and coffee shops that serve their bread, muffins, and quiche. Never stuffy, never stale, just tasty pastry good. It's the perfect blend of world-class talent, pure, simple ingredients, and down-home Tallahassee family tradition. Maybe they should call it Tasty Tally Bakery, but then why mess with something that's been working for 55 years? Yeah, you want something fresh and fantastic? There's a tasty pastry just waiting for you in the Market District on Market Street, 6:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. You want to know more? They're online at tastypastrybakery.com or call them at 893-3752.
Hi, I'm Jerry.
And I'm Pete.
And we're with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, and you're listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Thank you for being with me in this 2 hours. We have brought you the best we had available in the way of encouragement and information. There has been a lot to talk about, but far beyond the scope of this broadcast, we will look for continued reports of good things being done to bring us back, to recover. Most of all, I think we've come together in a way that I have not seen in this community in all of my 40 years. We have found organizations and people of all shapes and sizes. Everywhere you look, somebody's doing something to try to help. And if you're an organization that needs help, if you're a business or a nonprofit, there are all kinds of ways that you can find help, particularly business recovery resources available through the city of Tallahassee. They are, and Leon County both. If you need to make repairs, you can get permitting, and they will waive those fees for you. The Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program is available to you. Simply Google Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan. And Small Business Administration, the SBA, has a disaster assistance program. All of these programs are designed for businesses and nonprofit organizations that need help in getting through this tough time. There's a disaster unemployment assistance program through the United States Department of Labor. Simply Google disaster unemployment assistance. All of it's out there. Of course, FEMA has its programs. For families and individuals, Big Brothers and Big Sisters is collecting supplies. You can do that. They'll be gathering that, taking over to Red Cross. There's a disaster recovery network at Global Giving. They're donating. FarmShare is donating semi-trucks with resources, and they're continuing to deploy trucks towards the Panhandle and North Florida areas. Florida Association of District School Superintendents, FAMU Cares is doing their part. Florida Chamber of Commerce, the list goes on. Gain Street Pies, they put up $10,000 worth of pizza being delivered through those affected areas in the Panhandle. Again, these folks are in dire situation. Junior League of Tallahassee contributing remarably. Just Get It, Just Get Fit is making donations. They're collecting there at their location up on Capitol Circle Northeast. The list is ongoing. This is a community that has brought together all kinds of resource to try to make as much happen as quickly as we possibly can. You know, I'll leave you with this thought, that as we express our care for one another in these times of crisis, it isn't simply because we are moved by the circumstance. You know, you can look at the situation and say, that's a terrible, terrible set of circumstances. What's moving us is the fact that as a community, we care for one another. It doesn't end when the problems go away. It doesn't end when the job is done. It continues, and it's that care for one another that defines us. There's a song I wrote many years ago. It's called A Little of Heaven that my wife Annette recorded. I want to close the show today with that song, A Little of Heaven. And as we do, I'll tell you that this broadcast is the production of Alcom Media and Entertainment, coming to you from the studios of Moose Magnificat, online at moosemagnificat.com. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. Enjoy the song. I'll be looking for you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Thank you.
At Gain Street Pies, their sauce is no secret. In fact, just about everybody knows their imported San Marzano pizza sauce has made them famous. Two Tallahassee guys wanting to make the best pizza in town. They mashed flavors together that had never been seen on a pizza before, and they just kept working until they had the very best. Using all fresh ingredients, real sliced bacon, fresh-made ranch, and homemade meatballs. Recipe by recipe. So, less than a year later, they opened Midtown Pies on 5th Avenue in Midtown. Now they're opening their third location on Capitol Circle Northeast at Easterwood. Two guys who got famous by making great pizza with San Marzano sauce and the best ingredients. And made it great for all of us who really want the best pizza in town. Check it out. Gain Street Pies, now with three locations. Who knows? Maybe you'll get famous. Online at GainStreetPies.com.